Jennifer on the radio on the Good Day program at 7 after the hour. Time for us to go through the items of the day that may be part of your consensual feelings. You've heard of consensual feelings, Jennifer.
Yes.
These may be contentual feelings. Interesting, the fate of J-Lo on American Idol, story at DougStephan.com today. She apparently is
just wanting to leave. She's ready to go. She said two seasons, that's it. She's in, she's out. You always wanted to have a male co-host, didn't you, Dougie?
Well,
my voice is a little deep today for you.
Right. Jennifer's got her voice deal. Too much time off in the sun.
Apparently. It makes me sick to take time off. Who knew?
All right. So apparently she's going to be on with Ellen DeGeneres today, and we'll say she's too busy. Me doubts that. Me thinks they're going to clean the place out, and she knows it, so why not take a little offensive action?
Although Nigel Lisco, who produces the show, says that he wants to keep her, and he knows she likes doing the show, but she spends a lot of time taking care of her kids and doing movies and yada, yada, yada. So
she has
he says he wants her, though.
Well, maybe this is a negotiating ploy. She's getting how much, $10 million? How much is she getting?
$12 million.
So she wants to get what Britney's getting, and that's $15 million.
Exactly.
So this could be an interesting negotiating ploy. Meanwhile, she's been named the world's most powerful celebrity.
Yeah, does that surprise you? She beat out Oprah Winfrey for that spot.
Well, I don't think Oprah
came in number three.
Yeah, Oprah has not had as much influence. She didn't want to keep doing a daytime show. I'm not sure that was a great move on her part, but anyway. Lady Gaga is in there.
Mm-hmm. Favorite, Justin Bieber.
Yeah, he's a little twerp. Britney Spears is on that list. Katy Perry. I don't understand Katy Perry. Kim Kardashian. Give me a break.
Tom Cruise, I can give that to. Steven Spielberg, okay.
Yeah.
but yeah, Kim Kardashian and Katy Perry and Justin Bieber.
What it's called. Right.
As they used to say, gag me with a spoon.
It's called tripe. As it were. 800-510-8255. Unmanned drones buzzing over the skies above U.S. cities?
Mm-hmm.
Who thinks this is a good idea? The federal government has greenlighted use of this technology by local law enforcement. Man, there's nothing good about this. From what I can see, you talk about a police state. The FAA began this week to explain the rules of the sky for newly licensed drones for dozens of sites across the country. If you check out the FAA website, the fact that government, they call them entities, Jennifer, will get special certificates in order to fly these drones. They're supposed to be streamlining the process for public agencies to use them. Now, are they going to use them on the border? Supposedly for counterterrorism warfare?
Mm-hmm.
Just like this country's become like Pakistan.
Like a movie. Yeah.
And Yemen. My God,
well,
this is so.
Did you hear about the UFO that was over Denver? I wonder if this is what it was. Did you hear about the story?
No, didn't hear that.
Yesterday, and no one's talking. I mean, all the aviation experts in Denver don't know or haven't claimed to know what it is. But Nine News reported that this thing was flying about 8,000 feet above Cherry Creek, which is a suburb of Denver. And a pilot almost collided into it with its plane. The pilot said, I don't know if it was a remote-controlled aircraft or what, but something just went by the other way about 20, 30 seconds ago, and it was like a large remote-controlled aircraft.
Do
you think that's what it could be?
I think this country is sick. And I think we've given in, we've given over, we've seen our best days, and anybody who thinks this kind of stuff is what America stands for isn't the same kind of American. I'm not saying you're not an American, you're just not the same kind of American I am. I'm sick of all of this stuff. We've allowed this country to deteriorate, letting people in who are substandard, having people grow up in this country who are substandard, educational opportunities have presented themselves and been frittered away. The world of technology has made zombies out of people walking around, so now we have to find people because they're on their Twitter. or on their Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
What are we coming to? Why, this is madness. Madness. Too many people. Sad, crazy stuff that goes on. The police in Burbank, Illinois, are searching for the husband of a newlywed woman who was stabbed to death the night of their wedding.
Oof.
Arnaldo Jimenez is thought to have stabbed his wife, Estrella, after they got married on Friday night. 4 o'clock Saturday morning, he disappears. Police find this woman's body in her wedding dress.
Ugh.
It's madness.
Sick. Ugh.
Madness. John Edwards. All right, I need a break.
Yes, I was going to say. Give me a breather before we get to old Johnny Boy.
800-510-8255. No tears for him. It's 13 past the hour on Good Day.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s. Cause of death? Sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but this astonishment residue?
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your new colors with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Any questions? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from your friends and mine, Sherwin-Williams. Ooh, where'd that noise come from? That's horrible,
I like it.
Michael. Ah, it's terrible. Let's find some good things here. So far, not so good. 800-510-8255. You know how I like Dennis Kucinich.
Yes.
Dennis Kucinich, the congressman from northeastern Ohio who lost to his former friend Marcy Kaptur. He told me on the air, he didn't tell me, but I could hear it in his voice, that they had been friends for a long, long time. Apparently, she ran a pretty nasty campaign.
Yeah, I remember that, and he seemed disappointed by that.
Right, he did. So somebody suggested, I think his wife is from Washington State, and they discussed, she's English originally, but she lived in Washington State apparently for a while, and he has some other connection to Washington. Some of his supporters tried to get him to move to Washington, and he apparently thought about it seriously. At any rate, he's now decided he's not going to run for Congress from Washington State. He said, quote, after careful consideration and discussion with my wife and my closest friends, I've decided that at this time I can best serve from outside of Congress. That means somebody's offered him a big job. That's probably
he's
what that means.
He's got a big job, exactly.
Right, exactly. 16 past the hour. Okay, so next on your hit parade, Jennifer.
You want to talk about these? Well, we're not talking about the best news ever. We are talking about creative thinking. And this couple, Santiago Carrasco and his wife Rosa, pleaded guilty yesterday because they faked Santiago's death in order to get death benefits. This was
in every once in a while, one of these stories floats to the surface, and you wonder, these people, you know, did they just wake up? These things, I mean, this is the kind of stuff where you can get caught and pretty easily get caught. So
yeah. They were just a regular old family. They had their four children. They didn't have U.S. citizenship, and they were living under the stolen identity of Lucio Rodriguez, who is, I guess, the man's uncle, and he's a real U.S. citizen. But he worked as a truck driver, and he got laid off because the Teamsters Union, I guess, pushed him out or something after the terrorist attacks of 2001. So they ended up losing their Social Security and the union benefits. So they literally faked his own death, and it worked. They did it in 2004.
Oh, really?
By the time the guy was arrested, he collected $413,000.
You got to give it back?
Yeah, the plus 10% interest.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Why doesn't he go back to where he came from is probably what a lot of people are saying.
Exactly.
I mean, how many of these stories do you hear that have names that are Hispanic and you know exactly what people are thinking?
Yep. They got, and I mean, two felony counts of grand theft. That was what they were sentenced to. But they get 2 years in custody and then 2 years of mandatory supervision, which means it's going to happen here. They're not going to send them back to wherever they're from originally. And they have a 16-year-old. That's the real sad thing. So they have to find someone for that 16-year-old to live with.
Oh, when kids are involved in that, yeah.
I know.
$813,000,
though. That's a lot of cash.
We could use it today.
Totally. Totally.
Split it with you.
All right.
Jennifer
Horn.
We
have to make your debt, though.
Doug Stamm. Oh, really? That'd be hard to do on the radio.
You always wanted to do a show called Beyond Good Day. It could be Beyond the Good Day Grave with Doug Stamm.
Beyond the Grave. That's it. House Democrats have voiced opposition to a version of the Violence Against Women Act. The Republicans want to change things around, and the Democrats say that the provisions in the Republican side do not extend the authority of the law to minority women, Native American women, and members of the lesbian and gay and bisexual and transgender community. Are you pleased? I just translated LGBT.
That's what it is. You're right.
See? Nancy Pelosi, everybody's pal, argued that the Republican bill is a step backward from current legislation. In sharp contrast, the House Republicans have brought to the floor a controversial bill that will weaken protections we give to those who suffer domestic violence. I'm just wondering how they did that. How when you think about how you discriminate against these people, how do you pull them out of the bill? Do you put in the bill, sorry, if you're Hispanic, forget about it? How do you do that?
I think
that?
That's how it was. I do. I think that's how it was written.
20 after the hour and good day.
Summer celebrations are fast approaching, and with the Sherwin-Williams exterior stain sale, it's the perfect time to gear up for them. Through July 8th, Deckscape's deck stains are only $29.99 per gallon, and save on power washer rentals where available. Now you can clean, prep, stain, and seal your deck all in one day, with plenty of money left over to throw a great party on it. Woodscape siding stains are also on sale for just $31.99 a gallon. Get your stain project started today at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store, or visit sherwinwilliams.com/deck.
Hey, there he is. What appearance.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for this season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by Cintas. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with Cintas uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call Cintas at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Wait a minute.
Watch the news.
Wait a minute.
Watch the news. That's all you need to do.
Every now and then, turn on the television set and watch the news.
Roberta, did you see the Dodger game last night?
You just love to make noise and be heard. Yeah, you are. You're just making a lot of noise.
I'm not making noise at all.
You're making a lot of noise.
Jennifer, you realize we never argue like this? I'm wearing pink underwear.
I find it hard to believe.
What color is your underwear, Roberta?
Black.
Really?
Even lace underwear doesn't shut them up. This is amazing.
That's because they know it's on us.
Yeah. Like, whatever.
You don't think she's attractive?
No. I need a really pretty face. But hey, that's me.
Join the party. Doug Stephens, good day.
Well, let's talk about this Newsweek cover.
Oh, yeah.
You may not have heard about this. It's everywhere. The cover of the latest Newsweek features a picture of President Obama with the caption, "The first gay president." Yeah. Yeah, when he heard this, Obama said, "I miss the good old days when they just called me a Muslim."
Oh, well, folks. Former President George W. Bush has broken his silence. He was on an elevator the other day, and as the doors were closing, he said to a reporter, "I'm from Mitt Romney."
Another ringing endorsement.
Yeah. Oh, President Bush also said that he believes this presidential race between Romney and Obama is going to come down to election day.
Some tech news. I read about a new app that tells your Facebook friends if you're not following your diet. Of course, your friends could always figure it out that other way by looking at your photos on Facebook and going, "You're not sticking to your diet, are you, Gary? I just tagged your chin in three photos."
Post them on Pinterest.
That's right.
Yeah, that's an idea. We could start a whole new website. We could start a whole new social media network called Chin Sites.
You like it? Chintrist.
Pinterest. Yeah. Very good. Jennifer Horn, Doug Stephens.
People.
26. What did you say, Michael? What did he say about Chinese people?
He said it's Pinterest for Chinese people.
Chintrist.
Chintrist. Get it?
I'm sorry. I did get it. All right. So we promised to talk about John Edwards.
Yeah. Fill me in.
Whose defense lawyers rested their case yesterday afternoon without calling John Edwards or his former mistress, Ms. Hunter, to the stand. Edwards' daughter, Kate Edwards Upham, was also not called. Can you imagine being in that position to be the daughter of this scumbag, and, you know, she wants to be loyal to her father. Maybe that's why they didn't put her on, because she'd been squirming. Anyway, the prosecution is going to call rebuttal witnesses starting today. And so, let's see here. Edwards is facing 6 felony counts of accepting $1 million in illegal campaign donations. He used the funds to keep Ms. Hunter and his love child out of sight. But he said that they didn't go through the system. Therefore, they were a gift. Therefore, it's nobody's business. I think he's probably right. My guess is that as a lawyer, he was smart enough to figure that out and protect himself. But even though he may not be guilty of this, he's guilty of being a scumbag and a slimewad.
Right.
But that, you don't send people to jail for that. You just make their lives miserable one way or the other. And that's kind of, yeah, he can't be having a good life.
No, and he can't be looking at his oldest daughter who's sticking by him and having to leave the courtroom to, like, go throw up outside. I mean, that's got to get to him.
Yeah.
Hopefully he realizes the impact of what he did.
Well, if he did, would he still be with this woman?
Right.
Maybe he really loves her. I saw something yesterday that suggested he said his wife had an impossible temper. Now, what is the old expression? Never speak ill of the dead.
Right.
Especially somebody who had so much public sympathy because of him being the rat bum that he is.
And she probably knew how bad he was, you know, and that causes people to be a little irritable. I would imagine.
Talking about, you think? Yeah. Talking about irritable bowel syndrome, man.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta give you that. 800-510-8255 at 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Every month, the U.S. Department of Transportation tracks airline data like complaints, lost luggage, and passengers who get bumped. And every year, those figures are compiled to rate the airlines. But here's my advice. You really need to consider the context when it comes to those rankings. In 2011, the DOT recorded more than 9,000 complaints against U.S. airlines. Sounds like a lot, right? But when you consider how many millions of people fly each year, it only amounts to a sliver. Here's what I do when it comes to rankings. Instead of rating the airline as a whole, I look at the routes. You give me the route, I'll tell you the one I like the best. The best airline from L.A. to New York is different than the best airline from L.A. to Chicago, even if it's the same airline. After all, you wouldn't rank a hotel based just on its brand name. Each property varies by city and location. But there is one finding from the report that you might agree with. Air passengers are not happy with the never-ending list of the a la carte fees. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do-it-yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 Paint and Primer and Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Now you can get a $20 store gift card offer at your auto parts store just for returning your used motor oil and buying Valvoline Next Gen made from recycled oil.
I'm doing it for the environment.
You did hear me, right? A $20 offer for returning your used oil and buying Next Gen oil.
I'm doing it for my engine.
That's great, but you still get a $20 offer for returning your used oil and buying Next Gen.
Well, I'm doing it for the $20 offer.
Return used oil, buy Next Gen, get a $20 offer. Close the loop with Valvoline Next Gen oil. Close the loop at your nearest major auto parts store.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Pleasant Thursday morning here on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, and your thoughts about issues that are before us. Some of them are political. Some of them are state of the state things that are. There's a difference between a lot of people put things that are bureaucratic together with things that are political. They're two different things, I think, Jennifer. And a lot of times people don't separate the strain. And then we welcome your input not only at 800-510-8255, but at Doug at DougSteffen.com, Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. Follow us on the various social media, and you can find out how to do that. Look in the listen box at DougSteffen.com. Linda calls us from Dalzell, South Carolina. Hi, Linda. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
That's good. All right, so you have a letter that came to you about this program?
Yes, actually, teacher wrote this, children have agendas to contact their parents with. And this was written in my son's agenda, and he couldn't wait to share it with me.
Now, I'm sorry. I need to understand this a little better.
Linda's son listens to our show. Tell me if this is right, Linda, because this is how I understood it. Linda's son listens to our show, and I guess the teacher at his school doesn't like the fact that he listens to this program. He wrote a letter about it, right?
Yes. He wanted me to know that he doesn't appreciate it. Because what Jason does is he takes information from the show and shares it in class.
Yeah.
And usually, you know, if it's something really important, everybody's, going down to the library, which, you know, today the librarians really don't like that. But what you said about the Outreach Culture Department upset a lot of kids in the school and the teachers, because a lot of, in my community, a lot of us have our main job, and farming is our secondary job.
And what I said about agriculture, what did I say about agriculture that upset people?
The fact that the may be thinking a way of removing children from working on the farm, your own children from working on the farm.
And that annoyed who?
That annoyed the biology teachers.
It annoyed them because it was true, or
yes.
It annoyed them because I said it. They are not annoyed at me. They're annoyed at the government for the suggestion that I made. Is that it?
Well, he annoyed with you that you would even say such a thing, because everyone knows that here in our small little communities, we cannot operate without our children.
Well,
we cannot pay paid workers.
All right, let's listen to the letter, and then let's talk about what the essence of it is.
Jason, Miss Hastings, Jason listening to this uninformed so-called radio host has to stop. This Stafford man has caused the last upsetting event. I am a small farmer the same as you, and if the agriculture department is thinking of any new regulation about children on the farm, I would have known. You also know that I am head of FFA and the 4-H. Everyone went running to the library. Also, my class is not a literary or English class. Tell Jason to take his new words there.
What's this teacher's name, and where is the school? I'd like to call this teacher. I'm serious. I am serious. I would like to call this teacher. I'm going to inform her. I will, in a moment, get the bill number that has been submitted for consideration in the House to stop the proposal that I suggested, and I'll go get the verbiage in the proposal. I actually was speaking to a group of people last night here locally. Those of you who don't know, being a broadcaster, I'm a dairy farmer, and the government had proposed all kinds of things, this administration, that would basically prohibit youngsters under the age of 18 from doing most work on a farm. So why is this woman upset with me? Because I'm presenting the information so people will know it. I don't get her thinking process, if she has a thinking process.
I don't think she believed it, and the fact that everyone got concerned about it and was down there
the whole idea of me having the conversation was because I wanted people to be concerned about it, so they did something about it instead of rolling over. This woman, whatever she's teaching your children in her class, obviously she's not teaching them to have critical minds and to think about things. The problem with the education system is that everybody is so docile and unquestioning, we're creating a whole generation of robots. Everybody's got to think the same. I mean, what purpose would I have to stir up something if it wasn't true? Why would I? What's there in it for me?
I don't think she was even thinking that way. It's just the fact that, you know, this is something that all of us out in this area is dependent on our children to help us.
The farms in my area are dependent on children. So the fact that I mentioned it, you think if I didn't mention it, it was going to go away?
Well, maybe it would. You never know.
Oh, okay.
I've had this argument with each one of my children at every school because I do teach them to be independent.
Good.
Last year it was the issue. I wouldn't allow my child to be searched about a cell phone. They called me because I told Jason, you are not in a prison.
Yep. Good for you. Keep
fighting. Every year it's a different issue.
I understand. But would you mind, do you have that teacher's name?
I don't have her name, but I can give you the school.
All right. Just in a minute, I'm going to have you talk to Michael, and he'll get the name of the school, and we'll see if we can find who this teacher is. As a matter of fact, the teacher really had any courage. She doesn't want people to listen to the program. If she's listening, then she ought to call us at 800-510-8255. Is that a good idea, Linda?
Yes, because my kids really enjoy you, because they do the new word that you gave yesterday, Jason, looked it up and said, Mama, I'm going to use this word today.
That is so cute.
That's the nicest compliment anybody has paid to me in a long, long time. The whole idea is for people to think. I've always been pretty much interested in a lot of things myself. I'm a curious sort, and I encourage it in others. So your children are to be commended. And Linda, thank you for calling and sharing that information with us. Appreciate it. Isn't it amazing? I'm astounded.
Mm-hmm.
They want me to shut up about something that's real because they don't want to stir the pot. They'd rather roll over. And this is what is wrong with our country. Nobody wants to question, and we've become a group of lemmings, followers. And that's why we have such bad leadership. Both candidates for president are awful. And we haven't had a good president, you know, in terms of even candidate. Hillary Clinton was a pretty good candidate. notice that she's standing up to Mr. Obama a little bit here and there, too. Did you notice that?
A little bit lately, yep.
Yeah, right. What do you suppose brought that on?
I don't know, and I heard the rumor that she was going to be his VP, but that's not happening now.
Nah. Joe
he's
Biden.
Sticking it out with Biden.
Right, he's getting... I watched him last night, a little video from some of the appearance he made. He was tough. Angry. These guys that were speaking about the Republicans.
Have a beer, Joe.
Yeah, right.
Relax.
Right. And get that guy in the wheelchair to stand up one more time and take a bow. 800-510-8255. Skechers ordered to pay $40 million. Do you wear Skecher shoes? If you do, you'll probably want to find out if you're going to get a piece of this $40 million. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yeah?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center this month and take advantage of big savings during our tire clearance event. Save up to 30% on top tire brands like Michelin, Dunlop, and BF Goodrich. Save up to 30% on wheels and accessories, too, including truck boxes, car top carriers, floor mats, oil, car wash supplies, and more. Just stop by the tire clearance event at Sears Auto Center now or visit SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center. Savings range from 5 to 30%. Intermediate markdowns may have been taken. Assortment varies by store. Walk one of these laps.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to Andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's Andro400.com, Andro400.com.
16 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I are here going through some of the items of the day so the children can bring the information to school and have their teacher get upset with them. Ebenezer, what's the name of the school, Michael? Ebenezer Middle School?
Ebenezer Middle School in Dalzell.
Dalzell, South Carolina. All right, we'll see if we can pursue that, find the teacher we're looking on. Radio's best and radio's worst.
That's right.
There we are, trying to be the best and getting people to think about things. Instead of hearing, wouldn't you rather know what's going on really rather than listening to the same stories repeated, that show that's on some stations called America's Morning Snooze. It's like a lot of these other news things. Every 5, 10, 15 minutes, the same stuff over and over and over and over again. And this, what I try to do here, is bring you, especially in this hour, lots of little things that are part of what will be discussed by lots of people today once they find out the story behind the story. Most of the time I try to get stuff on before everybody else. Not always. Always successful. But I'm sure there was nobody else talking about this. So let's do the... we'll do the Skechers story first. Then I want to go back to the discussion that upset this teacher at the Ebenezer Middle School in Dalzell, South Carolina, so much. Skechers has been ordered to pay, Jennifer, $40 million.
Wow.
To people who have bought shape-up shoes.
I knew that had to be it. I knew it. I actually have a pair of these. So why am I? Why? They don't work?
Well, the suggestion was that these shape-up shoes would help you lose weight. and strengthen your butt.
Yeah, it was supposed to help you tone while you walk.
Right. Your leg and stomach muscles all would be better for having worn these Skecher shape-up shoes. It turns out that was a big load of what comes out of the back end of my cows.
Really?
Yeah, right. The settlement involves the shape-up shoes, the resistance runner shoes, the toner shoes, and tone-up shoes. If you bought these shoes, you are eligible for refunds. If you have the sales slip, the FTC says that Skechers owes you whatever you paid for the shoes. You get free shoes.
You know, there's
shoes.
Lots of copycats, too. I know Reebok did a version.
Really?
A bunch of different, LA Gear did a version. A bunch of people have different types of the shape-up shoes. So I wonder if they're going to have to pay up next.
Hmm. Well, they were ordered to, but the Skechers says they disputed this, and they want to study it some more. So whether you get your don't...
Shouldn't they have studied it some more before now?
Right. But don't be waiting for the check in the mail. They'll be looking for it right away. I don't think it's going to be there. John Travolta is still in the news because...
You mean John Travolta?
John Travolta. I was about to say something like that, as a matter of fact. The first accuser, second... How many different accusers are there here?
I know of three for
three
sure.
Or four.
There's
right.
John Doe, number one, who's right. dropped the suit but has taken up Gloria Allred. There's John Doe, number two.
He's taken up with Gloria Allred?
Yeah, John Doe, number one, dropped a suit, but he's hired Gloria Allred to represent him.
Okay, that ought to be good.
Yeah.
Right.
She's conferring with him.
I'm sure she is.
Watch out, Johnny boy. Then John Doe, number two, said that maybe his suit could go away for the right price. He's asking for about $250,000 to make it go away. And then there's number three, according to the National Enquirer, Luis Gonzalez is a former masseuse at the Ritz-Carlton.
This is disgusting. I'm just reading
Laguna
what
Niguel.
Gonzalez says. Hey, man.
Yeah, I guess he massaged Travolta before, and then apparently they jumped from the massage table to the bed in the room and did the hunkabunga, and apparently he was very experienced. That was what Gonzalez said.
Disgusting. All right,
but, you know, I had heard, and this is from an unnamed source, that on the sets of the movies that he works on, he makes it no secret to flirt with the male crew members.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, people actually kind of get freaked out a little because he's
I'm not surprised.
TV.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, so I have found three different newspapers that I read that come from the agricultural community. One of them is called The Natural Farmer.
All right.
And the headline this month, Farmers Have Their Day in Court Against Monsanto. I'm talking all the time about GMO and whether that disturbs the people at the Ebenezer Middle School. I'm sorry if it does, but that's where the information comes from on Monsanto and Dow and some of the other chemical giants who are trying to control every seed in the on the planet. The discussion of raw milk and the health issues that are put forth by various federal agencies completely debunked in a report by a fellow, a reporter named Pete Warden, who does an online blog and also a newspaper about milk in this country. And then there are several different regional farm papers who have carried the story about House Bill, let's see here, 4157, Preserving America's Family Farm Act, House 4157. So you children at the Ebenezer Middle School who would like to look this up and report on it to your grouchy teacher today, all you have to do is Google H.R. 4157. Its first sponsor is Tom Rooney, a rep from Florida. The House Agriculture Subcommittee on Livestock, Dairy, and Poultry has taken this up because the bill gets in the way of the Obama administration implementing a proposed rulemaking to restrict family farm operations that would keep anybody under the age of 18 from being around animals without adult supervision, participating in common livestock practices like handling most animals that are more than 6 months old, wouldn't be able to do that, wouldn't be able to get on any machinery over 20 horsepower, wouldn't be able to get on a ladder if it's higher than 6 feet, wouldn't be able to work in a stockyard, a grain or feed facility, and you wouldn't be able to use a battery-operated screwdriver. That's the story. So whoever the teacher is that's uninformed at Ebenezer Middle School, that's where you get the information.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at a manufacturing firm in Chapel Hill. With me is Bob, the GM. Bob, your company ships product nationwide. But talk about the home office's new game plan.
Well, we had 10 years of old paperwork piled up here. It was a mess, a security risk, and my dog used to bury bones in the piles. We needed a game changer.
And now I see CentOS trucks shredding all those files. They're known for uniforms. Tell me about their shredding playbook.
They're the best. They have trucks across the country shredding. Tons of documents every day, and every scrap of paper gets recycled.
That sounds like a winning move. With CentOS trucks here weekly, they're happy they won't spend hours shredding documents themselves. Let's go to the booth.
Document shredding is just one of the many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't waste time or take risks with confidential papers. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
The hour as we discuss technology, better living from the mind of Shelley Palmer, who covers a lot of this for us. And then there are always things that float around, like Facebook removing Groove Shark. Do you know about that, Jennifer?
I have no idea. I'm embarrassed to say.
Facebook has deleted the Groove Shark music app from its website. The folks at Facebook said this is because of concerns of copyright infringement there. Facebook not taking any chances of this sort of thing becoming a legal issue, especially as they are going public tomorrow, right? The IPO is tomorrow, I believe.
It is.
Right.
Yep.
Now, what happens when YouTube puts up a video and then somebody claims that it is copyrighted and they take it down? There are no legal ramifications to that, right?
No, you just have to take it down.
So why would this be any different?
I don't know. It's a good question, but maybe they're just worried about people keeping the content. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, something to look into, something to think about. Meanwhile, this is really a provocative day for people who have Verizon. Mm-hmm. If you thought your grandfathered unlimited data plan on Verizon was safe, you'd best think again. There are all kinds of stories about this today. They're going to change their data plan, and you can be sure that people like me will drop them like a hot potato. Shelley Palmer will explain what Verizon is up to in a moment here on Good Day.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails open and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you thought your grandfathered unlimited data plan on Verizon was safe, think again. During a speech at an investor conference, Verizon's chief financial officer said that Verizon's 3G unlimited data plans are about to go extinct. What will replace them? Tiered data plans, of course. Although Verizon has not said anything about pricing, you can bet it's going to be less bandwidth for more money. Verizon did say that it will be pushing its customers towards family data share plans on its 4G network, which will allow families to connect all of their devices to one plan. Of course, the plan will still be tiered. What does this really mean for consumers? Nothing good. What are your choices? Well, T-Mobile has an unlimited data plan that it slows down when you use it too much, which leaves Sprint as the only truly unlimited data plan available. Are you ready to move your data business to Sprint? Well, okay then. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do-it-yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 Paint and Primer and Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Now you can get a $20 store gift card offer at your auto parts store just for returning your used motor oil and buying Valvoline NextGen, made from recycled oil.
I'm doing it for the environment.
You did hear me, right? A $20 offer for returning your used oil and buying NextGen oil.
I'm doing it for my engine.
That's great, but you still get a $20 offer for returning your used oil and buying NextGen.
Well, I'm doing it for the $20 offer.
Return used oil, buy NextGen, get a $20 offer. Close the loop with Valvoline NextGen oil. Close the loop at your nearest major auto parts store. Go to Valvoline.com to learn more.
Google is ready to spend billions of dollars in order to compete in the digital musical market. A lot of info pointing out the service is losing a significant amount of listeners every week and wondering if Google is prepared to invest or pay up. I guess they say they're willing to pay $1 billion for access. They're holding negotiations with a music label that will pay them $1 billion.
Wow.
6% of their global revenue last year. Google says, we're not talking. All right. Okay, 59 past the hour on Good Day.